Tell me who you are and what brought you down here today.
I'm Linda Frank. I am a member of the Milwaukee Task Force on Climate and Economic Equity, and I am chair of the Nature in the City work group that's part of the task force. And so I came to be an exhibitor here and to be part of a panel talking about how climate change and green schoolyards are connected.
Okay. And did you find that valuable? Did you have good interchange with? I wasn't able to join it myself. Was it a good panel?
Yeah, it was. It was a good panel. Nice audience here, and there also was a real good response and enthusiasm to sign up for being part of a new coalition that is being formed called Our Future Milwaukee.
Tell me about that. What does that entail? What kind of action is it meant to support?
Our Future Milwaukee is bringing together, and it's just getting formed now, it will bring together organizations and individuals who want to take action on climate change and on equity and environmental justice. And the function of it is to support the climate and equity plan that is coming out this year and to advocate for every part of that plan to be implemented.
Okay.
That is a long range project.
Sure.
And the coalition is going to be the one to make it happen.
Okay. And you're kind of at the core of that right now.
Yes. It's being launched by the Education and Outreach Work Group.
Okay.
That's still very active right now of the task force. So I am a co-chair of that group also. And we are launching it. But the work of the coalition will be very much in the hands of the coalition members.
Okay. Pivoting a little bit, because that sounds like that's in the near future. You mentioned scaling.
Well, let me just say that these sessions in August are like the information sessions on the Our Future Milwaukee Coalition.
Okay.
And we will start to find out from those sessions who wants to be an actual member of the coalition.
Okay, and then who's going to decide that?
People will let us know, and like we will put together those names.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the scaling of the Green and Healthy Schools program. Tell me about that. So is there new money available to support that effort? What is the status of that?
The status of that is that we are saying that we need the additional funding. We need more permanent, sustainable funding for the program. We feel that it needs to be ramped up from, or doubled, doubled in impact from what it is right now. Right now, the program is able to take on 5 schools per year. We'd like to see that increase to 10 schools per year. And once that is done, that means doubling the funding and resources for that program. If once that happens, by 2030, which is, that is one of the target dates for bringing down greenhouse gases and achieving objectives of the plan, that would mean 89 schools being served. And that is over half of the MPS schools. It remains a process to determine where that sustainable funding is going to come from and to strongly advocate for that.
Yeah. How did you personally, professionally find yourself in this role? How did, what led to this point?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'm in that parking lot. So in that parking lot to come
I started on this before the
it was a good day.
Climate Inequity Task Force was formed. I was part of some organizations that came together, and we became the MECA, Milwaukee Equity and Climate Alliance. And so I met with the alliance for about a year and a half, looking for how we could get local climate action.
Okay.
And that resulted in the resolution that was introduced by Ashanti Hamilton from the city's Common Council at that time, and from Supreme Moore Omakunde, who was then a county supervisor. So that was a joint resolution, and it created the task force. I was not originally a member of the task force, but I did come to all the meetings from the start. And when there was an opening with the Sierra Club representative on the task force, I did fill that spot.
Well, what motivated you personally to be in this space, kind of fighting for change?
I was personally looking to engage in what I felt would be positive change, and solving of the issues that seemed to me to be the most critical. And I identified those issues as climate change and species extinction, or the rapid loss of biodiversity. So I set my focus on those two issues, and that's where I saw this opportunity to get the local climate action. I also became involved in land conservation.
Okay. How long have you been familiar with Green and Healthy Schools in NPS? Has that been on your radar for a while, or has it kind of come on
that,
your action with the climate?
No, that came into my radar during the process of meeting with nature in the city.
Okay.
Yeah, and definitely Justin Hegarty had a influence.
Okay.
I mean, so I will say first, though, I became familiar with it in reviewing the city's green infrastructure plan.
Sure.
And I was told that this was a really successful program. And so initially I thought, well, it's doing fine, it doesn't need our help. But I came to realize that, yes, it does need our help, because we need to see more of it. And because it's working with kids and where our future lies. So that's why we made it an important piece of our proposal.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
That's it. What have you learned from this conference today?
Well, I mean, I was...
Or what's one thing?
I'm impressed with this conference how well attended it is, and all these great groups, and you just see how much that we have in common, and where different organizations have a different focus and a different strength. Like some are able to offer the research, some are focused on the water issues, and it's so great to bring them all together. And really, I think this coalition is a good chance to bring a lot of these organizations together on a common project. Because I haven't seen that yet for really bringing people together locally on climate change.
Right.
Yeah.
This is kind of a way to do it without calling it climate change, in a way, because you're making a lot of, you're benefiting both adaptation and mitigation to these projects. And you're benefiting, you know, the young people who are learning about how things are changing that demands managing water, for one thing, and the island and biodiversity, as you're talking about. So you're, you're doing all the things locally that are important globally.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know, I know. And that, and that's the thing. it's, I mean, it's really interesting because, like, everything you care about, well, climate change has an effect on that. But you want to do things because you care about your health, you know, you care about safety.
Right. And so schools intersects with all those things that we care about, and therefore it's a way to address climate change.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, schools is one part of it. Of course, the coalition is going to be addressing the entire plan. Right, the 10 big ideas.
Right. I look forward to the Zoom sessions.
Good.
And it was good to meet you. I have to ask, are you related to Nancy Frank?
No, don't know her.
Okay. Cool. Thank you very much for your time.